Ah, Jenkins. This is Mr. James Newbold. Doubtless you will have heard of him. And Mrs. Newbold, his wife?
How do you do?
Mrs. Newbold is anxious to see a little more of the school before they have to leave. Will you see to it?
Yes, sir.
Yes, well, it's been a great pleasure to meet you. And your wife, too. To be honest, I can't say that I know your work well first hand. I've no doubt many of the boys will do so. They would have been most intrigued to have met you. Jenkins, you're very fortunate.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Headmaster. It's been quite stimulating.
Oh, so glad. Goodbye again.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This way, sir.
Yes. Well, we'll follow you.
Jenkins, sir.
Yes. I think we'll be getting along before it gets dark. Our car's waiting somewhere. Ah, there it is.
Oh, don't be silly, darling. There's plenty of time. Let's take another look round.
Really?
Yes, really. I want to see properly. After all, it is important.
Well, I'll say. I could do with a drink after that.
Well, they're not open yet. We'll just take a look round the playing field.
And that'll be enough, I think.
We'll leave it to you, Jenkins. I'm sure you know your way about the school by now.
Very good, Mrs. Newbold. We could go down to the Nets. Am I seeing Nets?
You what?
In charge, Posey.
Well, I didn't go to one of these posh schools, did I?
You didn't.
We could go by the chapel on the way, if you'd like.
Yes, we'd like that very much.
All the roof and nave restored in rather florid, insensitive Victorian manner by C.K. Trilby, about 1871 to 1877.
Old boy?
Yes, sir.
Both wars?
And the boar, sir. They seem to have given up with Korea.
Ran out of walls.
Walls, sir?
What, 17th century is it?
Foundation laid by the Duke of Monmouth, sir.
And before he copped it?
Presumably, sir.
You don't fancy him, do you?
Of course.
I say, do you think this whole thing is such a good idea?
Don't be silly. It's the best idea we've ever had.
I'd forgotten what a really boring game it is.
It's so green.
You don't know one end from the other. Do you play?
Sorry?
Cricket.
Just a bit. Not much good, I'm afraid.
There you are, you see. You don't have to play if you don't want to.
Don't be silly, that's why you come to these places. To do things you'll never want to do again once you've left. I don't think that boy had all his marbles.
He's got more than his marbles, all right. Relax. You'll get your drink in a minute. Think what you'd be like if you were there.
I am. That headmaster geezer was pretty patronizing.
I'm not surprised. Why did you look so nervous?
I can't help it. Those places give me the willies.
Oh, don't be boring again. I liked him. He was just like my father's old headmaster.
Yes, and you know what your father told me? The Japanese prison camp was better than his old school.
I don't expect you to have lasted 5 minutes with the Japs.
I bet I wouldn't.
Where to, sir?
Somewhere in the town for a decent meal.
And a drink.
You can't have one without the other, really, you know.
I'm sure Jenkins can.
Good luck to him. Good luck to all of them. They've got their future ahead of them.
So have we all. Even if there is less of it. I keep telling you I could get us into Eton easily.
And I keep telling you we're not going there.
My cousin could get us reduced fees in his house.
Apart from us, our children aren't going there.
If we ever have any children.
Quite. I mean, why does anyone go through the whole thing? I mean, they don't want you. Why should you want them?
Don't tell me. When I think of it, nannies, rooms, trying to get away from them.
Sending them away.
Schools.
No one sent me away.
Well, they should.
No, they shouldn't. I should have been cherished at home. Not that I was. I hated it.
There you are.
So you keep saying. Well, we're supposed to be sending ourselves away now. And we are not going to that place this afternoon. Even if you do fancy Jenkins.
Harold.
Certainly not.
I'd look divine in those boaters.
Full of pushy spoons.
Try not to date yourself. They went out with utility underwear.
Mm-hmm. One yank and they're off.
Yes, you could do with a bit of polish. Darling, you do live in the past. There aren't spibs any longer.
Oh, yes, there are. They make telecommercials, run men's boutiques, write scripts and things like that.
Wellington. I had an uncle there.
And what is he? In Germany with NATO.
My career's behind me. Even if it weren't, it wouldn't be military.
Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We're not going to one of those scruffy boy and girl places where they all smoke and have affairs and call the teachers Alf and Mary.
No, I don't fancy that. Think of you'd meet. The parents, I mean.
Poets who go around talking to young people. Women who read The Guardian.
Women who write to The Guardian complaining.
Mothers who march for peace.
Alec D.
Mrs. Alec D.
Don't.
All the people we flee from at home coming down in our term time for free sessions, school jazz concerts.
No-ins, teach-ins.
Hatch-ins.
Go through that list again. What we want is something in between. There must be something.
Of course.
Somewhere we can be free and easy, but enclosed. Not harried or got at, pushed all the time. I don't want to be pushed. I want to grow.
Of course you will, and now you can afford it.
Take the good, able to respect the bad if you wish. Free, left alone, able to develop your own personality, find your own touchstone, but in some sort of traditional landscape. Pay lip service to it if you like, but no real compromises or playing down. Be what you are, as well as you can. Take advantage of time while you can. Time to read, time to think. Make friendships. No matter if they're not lasting. Better if they are. But use your body, if you want to. Think about it all. Think about love. The past is still with you. It's not all gone forever. The present is now. The future? Future's no more than the ball thudding into the nets. And sleep afterwards. Sleep like we've not known for years.
What about this one?
What's that?
Crampton. Victorian post-Arnold, but humane open atmosphere. Emphasis on liberal arts, music, drama, sculpture, courses in welding, as well as sciences, technology, modern languages, Russian, a school speciality, religion, Anglican, but all denominations welcome, and open discussion on pressing subjects encouraged. Hebrew lessons by arrangement. School colours, purple, white, and orange. My favourite. Darling, let's give it a go.
We'll walk the rest of the way. Call back for us at...
Darling!
Yes?
I think this may just be it. What we're looking for.
Maybe you're right. Hope so. At least it's not so blooming large. Actually, it's fairly small.
Yes.
What we've tried to do here, and I'm not saying we've succeeded, but that's up to people who come here as pupils like yourselves, is to strike that elusive medium that you've spoken about, very eloquently, if I may say so, Newbold.
Well,
too many regard what is more than innovation as revolution. Others regard tradition as the only defense left against technology and becoming themselves mere objects in the super politics of the new communication. Crampton is not that. Crampton is for the human, the particular, the eccentric, the concrete, the worst of the best, and the best of the worst.
I was wondering about privacy.
So we pursue it.
Oh, good. I mean, a separate room to work in.
Oh, that is part of the Crampton way. But you shall see.
I mean, my wife. I mean, Pauline here.
Yes, Mrs. Newbold. Let's see. Pauline?
Pauline Laura.
Father's name?
Mellor.
Mellor. P.L. You know the fees, of course, Mr. Newbold. The extras, music, Russian, and so on.
Well, I don't think Russian, anyway.
I should think you'll both be sailing through 3-4 A-levels by next summer term.
Well, my Newbold, Mella, she's...
I took higher school certificate in 6 subjects, 4 distinctions in...
Yes, it's all fair. And you, Newbold... Newbold.
James. Arthur. Newbold.
I see you took the Oxford School certificate in 5 subjects. 4, what, credits and a pass. No mathematics?
No.
Well, we shall see.
I left then. I would have liked to have gone to the university, but I didn't have the subject, and there was the war, and, well, my mother was out of work.
I think we should take a look at the studies. The school is looking quite beautiful from here, Headmaster.
Yes, doesn't it? I love this time of day, this time of year.
Mm. I was a, late developer.
We have them all here, Newbold. Late developers and all the rest. That's our little secret. Well, I think we should get you together with your housemasters. I think you, Mella, McCreed is probably best suited for you, and they need fresh blood at present. And you,
Newbold, I think Grant's...
Ah, Groom, Shepherd. Do come in. I want you to meet 2 new recruits for McCreedy's and Grant's. This is Newbold.
How do you do, sir?
Good evening, Newbold. And, Mella.
How do you do, sir?
Evening, young Mella.
I think the 4th for Newbold. And, lower 5th for Mella. At least on the basis of what we seem to have gleaned. Anyhow, I leave it up to you, gentlemen. Let them settle into their respective houses, and we'll see how they scrum down.
I think you can leave them to us, all right, Headmaster.
Think we could both do with a bit of fresh blood?
Me more than you. So, welcome to Crampton, young Mella.
Thank you, sir.
And welcome to McCreedy's. You've actually landed the best house.
Nonsense. Newbold's got the best house. I hope he deserves it. It's rather up to him, Headmaster. Yes?
It's up to them both to do the best they can for Crampton and themselves.
Luck of the draw again.
Hard luck. Still, you never know.
I know, usually. Come along, Newbold. You'll be in time for some cocoa if we get a move on.
Right.
Newbold. Where am I?
Grant! Crampton, remember?
You'd better get your skates on. It's 7:10.
Seven? Oh. I've got a headache.
I wouldn't go to Maiton with it. She'll smell your breath and send you straight to the head of the house. Welcome to good old Grant's, Newbold. Won't be the worst time in your life, and it sure won't be the best.
Oh!
Hot and float, eh?
Yep.
What time's breakfast?
Now, and we've had it.
Benedictus Benedicat.
Excuse me, would you tell me, please, where is MacReady's house?
New boys don't address seniors unless they're spoken to. When you're spoken to, you jump.
It's a bit difficult to pick up all the rules at once.
Difficult? It's bloody impossible.
Yes, and unfair.
That's the way it is.
But you can tell me where MacReady's house is. Or is that not allowed?
I've got time now. It's chapel. You'd better get a move on. Anyway, they don't like you Grant's lot hanging around MacReady's.
Oh, but I've got a... there's a friend.
I should keep away from MacReady's if you don't want a quick duffing up.
Thank you.
As it is the beginning of yet another new term, I will not waste your time or mine on reflection or speculation. Holidays with their undoubted pleasures are come and gone. Past. School is here again. In your case and mine, Crampton is here. To those of you who are new amongst us, and no doubt feeling strange and unfamiliar with our ways, I say welcome to you. To each and all of you. From each and all of us. That is to say, Crampton. Our ways will be yours in a very short time, and indeed you will find it hard to believe you knew any other. May the Lord bless us and keep us in all we strive honestly and fairly to do, whatever that outcome may be. Let us bless the good grace that watches over us and enables us to go about our ways here in the midst of a troubled, divided, and waning world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the name of the Father and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Mr. Groom would like to see all boys who have access to the keys of the language laboratory. During term time, of course. I think we shall sing Arthur Clough's hymn, "Say Not the Struggle Nought Availeth." You have the number. May not be how any of us would put it today, but still, I shouldn't fault it for that. No.
About this place is that it's not really one thing nor the other. What is? Where is? It's not bloody Winchester or Manchester GS even. It's not one of those stale holes. It's not one of Evelyn Waugh's jokes. The blokes here, and by that I mean staff too, are as good as anywhere and just as mediocre and bloody awful. But you're here now, though looking at you God knows why. You're Crampton. And Crampton's you, and all that balls tester talks in chapel. But what matters to me, and that means it's number one in your book of anything, is that you're in my house, Grant's. And that delicate, mysterious, brooding, unlovely, superb mechanism is the real you now. It's like the body of Christ. It inhabits you, and you inhabit it. Now, where's your room?
D landing, yeah, number 7.
D landing? You're not in some army factory farm preparing you for a man's life in a new expanding world of weapons and technology. It's Corridor D.
I see.
You will call me Sir at all times, and other various personages about whom you will learn in double bloody alarming time. You're neither in a doss house for scruffy-minded new statesman wet eggs or the offspring of fecund women graduates and breastfed from Aldermaston to Grosvenor Bloody Square. You will come to me here, or wherever I happen to be, and you'll find me, every morning after chapel and report. It's a daft system, the whole thing. So is the divine bloody office, and the democratic process, one man, one vote, the technological revolution, where even the tin openers don't work, let alone the money system, and workers, and industry, and the thoughts of Chairman Bloody Mao. You will not cook your own food, drink, bet, smoke, either old-fashioned tobacco or pot. You will run during the hours of daylight in the house, but making no noise. You will wear the correct tie, which I see you are not at the correct times. You will not sing, whistle, put your hands in your pockets, wear a waistcoat, use hair oil or cream, neither make nor respond to homosexual advances. Clear?
Not quite.
It will be. You'll find out. We're not bloody Germans, you know, plundering efficiency queens. This place may be chaos, New World. Chaos to you, even to me. But it's bloody human.
Oh, yes, sir, I see that.
And what is that place?
Crampton, sir.
It's not bloody Crampton, it's Grants. Let me tell you about your house, Newbold. I will not even try to explain the instinct, let alone the thinking behind the house system as it exists within the school. Look to history for that, Newbold. And as I doubt you will be able to look to that, you being what you probably are and the world what it quite clearly is, look to yourself if you dare or care to, and perhaps one day, one moment of one idiotic, irrational, mocked and ritualized day, a harsh and unwelcome glint of what I mean will stop you in the course of whatever ridiculous task you've been set to do. And if life has ever been kind to you at all, or ever will be, that harshness will be as sweet, lovely, and momentous as a Damascus jerk-off to you. I hope so. Though I must tell you at first glance, and... oh, well. It seems unlikely. But, Newbold? The house. The system. Why we are here. What are we here for? And all that crap. Do forget it. At least, forget it while you're here. At Grant's. Newbold, there are several houses here at Crampton, of which only really five need concern you. First, there is Grant's, then MacReady's. Our founder, the Reverend Pierce, being a rather martial-minded cleric and keen on Shakespeare and England, in that order, which was no doubt pretty shrewd of him, don't you agree? You are not expected to reply or express an opinion. You have none, nor probably ever will do. You are a ready-to-wear number. You will mumble on quick daily services between Big Block Corridor D to Semi-Block Avenue D. Very well. Take note, for I'll not tell you again. MacReady's. Maximum effort, but too much in the past. But lots of rather depressing and apparently successful results.
That's where my friend...
Who? Did you say something?
My friend.
Your friend? I hope you're not looking forward to any romantic attachment, Newbold, especially to someone in MacReady's. If you are, let me tell you now, you're in for a sad time, because I'll see it comes to nothing. Understand?
Yes, sir.
What's your friend's name?
Mellor, sir.
Mellor what?
What? Oh, Mellor P.L.
Mellor P.L. I'll keep a lookout for that one. I'm not having anyone in Grants having affairs with MacReady's. Come to that, I'm not having any affairs in Grants if I can help it. It makes only for a climate of rivalry, bitchiness and treachery. As for heterosexual affairs, there's not much scope there, apart from Matron, the housemaster's wife, who is 5'2", weighs 10 stone, has moles on her face, and permanently stained armpits. The head secretary's wife is an infomaniac, but she is too booked up and busy to be interested in the likes of you. As I was saying, MacReady's is smug and academically brilliant. They have a smart but basically unsophisticated sense of what is style, which they are busy putting on all the time, making easy things look difficult and difficult things easy, and manage to fool most of the school most of the time. Full of great one-shot intellectual energies, but no genuine stamina. Buckingham. Frightfully worthy. Try to pretend they're at a different sort of place altogether from Crampton. Freewheeling.
Well, gentlemen, we need to do something brilliant. Has anyone a plan?
Leave it to us.
Now I'll tell you where their premise is wrong. Sociology is the only real science, because it's also art and it's also political. They're so permissive, they're wild about themselves. but the truth is they're so repressive, fascist and mean-minded in all their rule-breaking, they'd break your heart in a week. Salisbury. This is about as dowdy as you can get. This lot are the real worked on ones. They don't know if they're on telly or off it. No real identity at all, but jerking off all the time, trying to explain themselves to themselves.
Think they're great on liturgy. And a lot of pathetic showing off about that, but no real feeling for it, let alone knowledge. They're great at games simply because they try so depressingly hard.
Lots of beefy hand-holding and buggery. Percy. Oldest house of all. And will they stop reminding you? Not that it's of any interest, as the building is as undistinguished as its scholars, having produced no one in 100 years but a backbench buffoon who excites them to death about himself every prize-giving. And their prize star, a bishop, the controversial, if that's what you call being potty, author of A Docker Talks to God. The bishop himself, of course, being more keen on young dockers than old gods. Goody-goody, dull, naive, but brutal. They'd all like Vanessa Redgrave to be their mother and visit them on speech day. I hope you're making a note of this, because my assessment is impeccable as well as ineffable, and I shall test you in your reactions to each of the other houses in the next 10 days, when you cast your very small, bloodshot eyes over them. I hope that's not drink. As for Grants, you'll find out. It's not what it should be, but it can be, and I'm going to see to it. So will you. It should be quite an exercise in discovery for you. And remember what I said about sex. Keep away from the maids and the pretty boys. As for pulling your wire, that's no occupation for a gentleman, though as you're in Grants, the likelihood of your being a gentleman is pretty remote. In this house, B is for boy and F is for effort. You may go now.
Thank you, sir.
What's your name?
Name, sir? Newbold. Newbold. J.A.
Impeccable and ineffable. Impeccable and ineffable. Impeccable and ineffable.
Would we be without them? What would we be?
Yes.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, thou hast promised the Holy Spirit to those who ask. Mercifully forgive me and all my sins, and prepare my heart and the hearts of all who are seeking with me, that we may receive thy great gift.
Psalm, hymn, lesson. Actually, it's not too bad, is it?
Bless and inspire those who minister to us and all who pray for us.
Right! Great chant. Right dress. Head far, right turn. Carry on.
Oh. Hey, Mella, come on.
Bad luck about that.
Oh, well, I suppose that's the way it's going to be. Thanks.
I was at a co-ed school before. Progressive. Pets, women, free and easy, etc. You could do what you like, I suppose. But it was a bit, you know, like, well, everyone knew it wasn't for real. Sort of acting. Acting not being at school. Still, it was fun. Some of the time. And you could always skip a class. Always. Not get into the steaming med like you do here. There was a lot of uniform. Really. You get noticed here. I mean, we're all dressed the same. But different. I mean, well, look at Johnston. Rose, Peppard, Davis. They're all names. Names.
Newbold.
Sir?
Construe.
Sir?
Would you construe Newbold?
Yes, sir.
Of Utrecht?
1713.
That's hardly an answer. What else?
Yes, but... Well,
I mean, if I tried...
Double period maths. You'll hate it. Come on.
Psalm, hymn, lesson. Stand up for yourself. Mix with all kinds. Learn responsibility. Export or die. Tighten our belts. Increased efficiency. Efficiency, methods, new method. Expand, develop, innovate. Development. You see? I feel young.
What is your name?
Newbold. J.A., sir.
Newbold, if you don't understand the question, and you clearly don't attempt an answer. Now, deflection by magnetic flux of density B Weber's per square meter, where B equals 32 pi n I over 5 root 5 r times 10 to the 7 minus 7 Weber's per square meter.
Afford my own school fees. Well, no. Where's little Partridge? I miss him. He's very clever. So is she. They both are.
Fag.
Okay. I get so hungry. Yes.
I suppose one should lay on parcels.
Sure.
Fry-ups in your room.
That's it.
What's your first name?
Ned. I told you.
Yes. I do miss her.
Smoking's all right, but not up to much. Not really.
No. No, you're right. Not really. All right, then, give it back.
What for?
Right. I don't understand the questions. God, the B.O. I'll say this for him. He hasn't got it. A bad breath. Socks. Where is she? Damn bloody Macready's. They've all done it. All except me. I'm behind. mistake, all right. A real mistake.
Do you think so?
Yes. Yes, I jolly well do. Don't you?
I don't know.
Well, I do.
I'm not sure.
They watch you. You fit in. And they watch you. They watch you, looking up your skirt when you're playing tennis.
Do they really?
Yes, really. Oh, I do miss you.
I miss you.
You don't seem to.
But I do.
Well, I don't think I'm doing very well. In fact, I know I'm not doing very well. Grants. They'll be glad to see the back of me. Head of house. Everybody. Even little Partridge.
Oh, yes, I've seen you with him. Is that his name? Partridge.
Thank you. How's Macready's?
I hate to say it, but I think it is the best.
Yes. Heffer's awfully good in his way.
Yes, I hear.
Oh, I do miss you. I just miss you.
I miss you.
Not in the same way, I think.
Oh, yes. In the same way.
I'm not doing very well.
I'm sorry. Term's only half through.
Well, it won't. It won't improve.
Of course it will. It all takes time. Let's drink to Grants.
Okay. And Macready's.
Grants and Macready's.
Endless plunging of the bog.
Great shot. This far right turn. Carry on. 2, 3, on go. Fence.
You go! Jump.
What's going to happen to the place? To any of us? Oh, God. The endless bloody goodness of the Observer. Partridge is quite right. He's quite right.
Oh, God. God. Send us a motorway. Send us a motorway and an airport.
I wonder if old Tester's wife is on the pill.
What a phrase. Who cares about her or it?
Well, she should.
Yes. Yes, I suppose she should. Keep them occupied. Like us.
What?
Nothing. I'm getting spots.
So I noticed. There's not much local talent, is there?
No. No, there isn't.
You and me, of course.
Well, you.
Rather good.
Yes, I suppose it was.
15, love. 30, love. 40, love. Come on, man. Get it.
How's Macreedus?
Rather good, I think. Really rather good.
Grants is difficult. I seem to have struck a bad patch.
So I hear.
Frank!
I really do miss you.
I know. I told you.
You're doing very well. Aren't you?
Well, perhaps it's easier for me. Macreedus is good, of course.
Of course. Is it?
Yes.
What a game.
Oh, it's all right.
You don't have to play it.
No. Neither do you.
I'm not up to it. I don't want to get hurt. Why should I?
Come on. Sorty dad.
Indeed.
Why should we? Darling, I do miss... Sorry. Boring. Why are we? I can't keep up. I can't keep up. You're on Horace. I know. Me, Julius Caesar.
The common herd of men.
I know. Except I don't. I keep them far at bay. Let's go. I can lay on a hired car. We can go home. I want you. I didn't know. Something wrong?
I'm...
What? I'm...
Nothing. Society. Meeting and addressing it.
I want you.
I know. It's all a bit strange, isn't it?
Can I come and see you?
Well, grants are not exactly persona grata at Macready's.
I know. Can I?
I think, I really do think, that we must see it through. Learn. Learn patience.
You'll watch. I'll see to that. You'll always watch. You're not good enough to take part. You'll never be in any team this house ever had. But you'll watch. By God, you'll watch, Newbold. I'll see to that.
Do it for you?
Would you? Really?
Five. Six, Bob.
Okay.
Two, Bob, would have done it.
Yes, I know. I was tired.
Macready's again, Newbold. Macready's.
Smashing a window. Or something. No, something better than that. Would you?
Yes.
I mean, you do get strung up here in this place, don't you?
Yes.
But, well, well, it's no good trying to change it.
No.
You and old Heifer don't hit it off, do you?
No. I don't hit it off at all. What do you think would have happened if I'd been in Macready's?
Macready's? Oh, nothing special. Nothing different. Oh, worse.
Yes. Worse.
You can't change it.
No.
I'd lie to anyone. Or anyone here. I suppose I've got more drive. I should be in Macready's.
Yes.
This isn't much. But what's so good about home?
I must get a new watch strap. Next time.
You look very attractive.
Thank you.
I suppose everyone in Macready's tells you.
Well, sort of.
Yes. You've done very well here, haven't you? No, I mean, haven't you? As well, I mean, perhaps even better than you expected. Yes.
Yes, I suppose so. I shall look back on it.
It was not what you would call wasted time.
Oh, no. Not wasted. Not wasted time at all.
End of term. Almost. Well, just about. I wish I could hold your hand.
I've got a debating society. I'm rather good at it.
I'm sure. End of term. Home.
You sound supplicant from what I hear. A T.S. Eliot-ish sort of word. You may grasp my meaning. Never mind if you don't. You're not, repeat not, not doing as much good here at Grant's, are you?
No, I think not.
Well, that at least is something. You're an odd bird, Newbold, in your very ordinary way, of course.
Yes.
What do you suggest?
I don't know.
You don't know? No. I expect you would like to be in Macready's, yes? You don't know. Nor do I. What am I to do with you? No. Even you can't say you don't know.
No.
You're not up to Grant's, are you?
No. No, I'm not up to Grant's.
Well, I'm glad to hear it from your own lips, Newbold. You may go. I do think it's best. Don't you?
Not in any sense partisan. I must say, Grant's has done well. Well, more than well. And I confess to you, I cannot say why. The why I know not. The wherefore must be, indeed I know is, Heifer.
That's right.
Again, yes, once again, I must congratulate Macready's for their efforts, their achievements, sporting, and, oh yes, more than that, and academic.
Also, I must mention Grant's. Grant's. It's head of house. And, well,
end of term. What is to be said? The chaplain has spoken. Your housemasters, the heads of houses, you have all spoken. I think, well, why not let's end as we began? I think we began with A.H. Clark, whom you'll remember at school.
No one said goodbye.
No. Why should they?
Quite. Did you bring your holiday task?
Yes.
Did you?
Hmm.
Yes. Good old Macready's. Poor old Grant's. Well, anyway, good for Crampton. At least we've got our holidays. Our little holiday.
What?
Nothing. Old Partridge is staying with his stepmother.
Oh? You surprise me.
I looked for him to say goodbye, but he seemed to disappear.